Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. You'd like to be a guest in the show? Please send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today, I got my friend Aileen Roy with us. Aileen is a realtor and talking about the real estate market today. Hey, Aileen, welcome to the show.
Hi, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
So let's just jump in a little bit. So it was just said you're a realtor. How long have you been a realtor?
Actually, I will be starting my 25th year in August, so I can't believe 25 years in real estate.
So before that, you were in elementary school?
No, I wish. No, I did.
So what did you do before you were a realtor?
You're so sweet. before that, I did property management for 13 years. So I guess, you know, I've been in real estate my whole adult career life. So, I was a property manager, and I loved it.
That must really help you as a realtor, all kidding aside, right?
Well, you know what? It really helps when I work with investors or homeowners who are buying multifamilies, because I look at it as a business aspect, if you will. See, I was responsible,
yep,
when I was a property manager, I was responsible for the budgets and doing all that and, you know, capital improvements. So I try to infuse that on them and make them aware that this is a business, and if it's treated like a business, it'll be successful. And, you know, to do your budgets and do your, you know, exterior inspections annually and things of that nature. So I really think it does help in some sense.
Yeah, that really makes sense, like you said, be able to bring that to. So you do more than just buy and sell houses with people then?
Well, yeah, I do. And I also, I work with people who are looking to subdivide land if they think they have subdividable land. I've worked with people to get lots approved. I work with people who want to sell stores, not the real estate, just the business. I've been doing some of that, and I really enjoy that. It's a lot difficult, because typically a buyer can't get financing when they're buying a business and there's no real estate involved. So it has to be a cash deal. And you have to find your little niches. And, you know, there are a lot of people out there who are looking just for businesses. So I've been doing some of that, and I'm really enjoying it. It's not a quick transaction. It takes a long time, because the buyers have to get approvals through the cities, towns, states, things of that nature. But I've been doing, subdivision. I love working on land and getting permits and going to meetings and doing all that. So I dabble in, you know, a bunch of different stuff.
Sounds like you do. So pretty interesting real estate market out there. It seems to be, you know, just listening to my realtor friends and mortgage friends, super challenging. So what do you feel are some of the biggest challenges for buyers in today's real estate market then?
Good question, Kevin. You know, it's been a seller's market for quite a few years. And, you know, we go into these seller's markets, buyer's markets. I think the seller's market is going to be coming to an end. But right now it's still a seller's market. So what's happening with the buyers is they're getting stuck in bidding wars, if you will. And, you know, one property, we put an offer in, had 11 offers, you know, and
wow,
that's kind of crazy. Yeah, 11 offers. And that's what's actually bringing the prices of properties through the roof, to be quite honest with you. So that's a challenge. I mean, on a good note for buyers right now, the interest rates are fabulous. You know, they're like 30% cheaper to get a mortgage today than it was 5 years ago. The rates are phenomenal, but, I mean, it's still a tight market with, you know, not as much inventory as there normally is. And that's when it turns into a buyer's market, and that's when you get the bidding wars, and that's what increases the prices. So, you know, I'm hoping that that's going to come to an end soon and turn into a seller's market, you know. But we'll see. I think it will. I really do.
Hopefully. Like you said, we'll shift back and try to help out a little bit. So, Aileen, one of the things that I always chuckle about is, you know, people meet realtors who are successful and go, wow, you know, that seems like a lot of fun. You know, you just show someone a house, they buy it and you make money. So they want to become a realtor because they think it's like on TV. That's not really always the case, right? I mean,
no,
what do you think makes someone
no.
a good realtor then? What's the key to success?
You know, Kevin, I mean, everybody's like, oh, my God, real estate, you get to show houses and, you know, you sell them and you get a check. There's so much involved,
Kevin.
That's
really all there is to it, right?
Yeah, no, I wish. No, it's just there's a lot of work. And this surprises every day in this business. I mean, you know, when you start a transaction, I mean, I think I read somewhere once, you know, there's like 170 steps to one transaction. And people don't realize that. It's a lot of work. You wear so many different hats in this business. You know, one day, you know, you're managing contractors because a seller is getting their house ready to be put on the market, and we either have painters or we have someone coming in to clean the furnace or whatever. We got to schedule all that. You know, you got to schedule the photography. You got to schedule your brochures. You got to be a negotiator. Okay, we do a home inspection. We've got issues. You've got to get estimates. I'm getting estimates right now on a pest treatment right now up in Merrimack, New Hampshire, and those got to be in by tomorrow. So there's just so many different things you have to do as a realtor. You got to keep everybody on track. You got to keep your buyer's financing on track. You got to make sure all these deadline dates are met, you know, that they have their insurance binder. You're just juggling all these hats in the air. And you know, I wish it was as simple as it is. And you know what, Kevin? No two transactions are the same, too. Sometimes you sit there and say, I can't even believe this is happening. You know, it's very interesting. And I truly love it. It's a challenge. But it is not an easy job. Trust me, it is not an easy job. But it's something I thoroughly enjoy.
Aileen, I'm curious on what you think the biggest misconceptions about realtors are. One of the things I've seen recently more than once is people think that you guys are all on salary. I've had, you know, someone I was speaking to working with a realtor, and then all of a sudden went and bid on a house with some other realtor. And I'm like, well, you know, that person put a lot of effort in, and now they're not getting paid. They're like, oh, they don't just get a salary every week?
No,
not the case, right?
No, that's
it is commission.
No. No, if we don't sell a property, we don't get a paycheck. You know, that type of thing. And it's important for a buyer to understand that when they're working with an agent, they need to pick an agent who they know, trust, and that has the experience, knowledge, and negotiating skills to navigate them through that process, especially if they're a first-time home buyer, Kevin, because there is so much involved. There really is. There's so much involved. And, you know, being a buyer's agent, it's a great thing if you have a buyer's agent looking out for your best interest in all sincerity because, I mean, if we go into a property and we're at an open house or whatever, I show them a house and they like it. I mean, as a buyer's agent, I've done this so many times over so many years that you can point out things that you think might be an issue. You know what I mean? But we, of course, we let the home inspector determine that. But if I see something that they haven't noticed, you know, I always point it out. But I mean, we work very hard. That's why I always try to get a buyer broker contract in hand because I'm not going to show you, waste 2-3 months, and then you're going to leave me. You know what I mean? It's just because you think I'm not showing you the properties that, you know, you want to see. I'm showing you everything available out there type of thing.
Sure.
And it's not fair to us, you know. We work very
Amen.
Hard for our clients.
Are there any other misconceptions about realtors that we should discuss?
No, I mean, like we were talking about before, you know, we don't just put a sign up in the yard, you know, and say have at it type of thing. You know, most people who haven't sold real estate in a long time, what's commonly said to me, you know, while we're in the transaction or if we're close to the end of the transaction, when I have people that haven't sold real estate in, I don't know, 15, 20 years, they're like, oh, my God, I never realized how much went into it, you know.
Yeah.
I'm the type of realtor, though, that comes and I have my ladder and my screw gun and I have, you know, your new smokes that we, you know, because you got to get a smoke certificate from the town or whatever in Massachusetts, your carbon monoxide and your smokes, and I have them in my car and I have my ladder and I put them up for you so you don't have to worry about it. I schedule the fire department to come in, you know what I mean, type of thing. So there's so much more involved. You know, schedule the final water meeting, you know, with the city or town. There's just so much that needs to be done. And that's, you know, people's conception is like, oh, my God, I didn't realize all this had to be done. And it's like, yeah, every tree. My mother, when my parents bought their house, of, I don't know, 46 years ago, they used my father's part-time job, which was under the table, you know, for financing. And it was allowed then, you know. I'm like, Ma, you can't do that anymore, you know. So, yeah, so much
awesome.
Has changed. I know, right?
But like you, yeah, but like you said, you know, someone like our parents lived in their house for 30 years, decide they want to sell it. It can be super overwhelming if you're not lucky enough to have a daughter who's a realtor. What are some of the things that people should consider if they don't know even where to start?
You know, that's another good question, Kevin. What I usually tell them is where to start. First of all, if you're looking for a realtor, the first thing I suggest is speak to family, friends, coworkers, and see if you can get some recommendations on people who have had really great experiences with their realtor. Because a realtor will help you navigate the entire process from start to end. They will hold your hand. They will walk you through the entire process, help you get your property ready for the market. That in itself could be, if they've been in their house that long, I mean, that in itself could take well over a month, you know, trying to downsize. And I always tell people, throw away, give away, donate everything you're not taking with you, because they're usually going into a smaller home. There's no need for you to take all this stuff if it's not even going to fit, or if you're going to leave it in a box in the basement. You know, get the property ready. If we have to do some updating with painting and things of that nature, I help them navigate through that. I put them on a schedule. I have processes, and a lot of good realtors have processes in which they follow. And we get the house ready. We tell them what to expect. We sit down with them. We explain every aspect of what's going to happen in today's market, what's typical, what's not typical. And if everybody's on the same page, everybody understands, we just go through one step at a time. So you don't want to make it overwhelming for them at all. You know, just one step at a time. And it usually works out well.
Now, like you said, that's really important. So,
yeah,
now,
it is. It's very important.
I guess I'm guilty of this, too. You know, every time you see anyone in the real estate, the first question, how's the market? What's the answer to that?
I
mean, it doesn't depend on who you are. You know, if you're looking to sell your house right now, you know, you probably really like the market.
I know. No, you're absolutely 100% right. I mean, if you're a seller, the market's fabulous. You know what I mean? If, you know, it's great because they're getting top dollar right now. They're getting top dollar. And some of them, are, you know, I did one transaction in Tewksbury a year ago, Kevin, and they got like $40,000 over asking. I mean, what seller wouldn't love that, you know?
Right.
If you're a first-time buyer, I explained a little bit earlier about the challenges and not, you know, having enough inventory and, you know, having bidding wars, things of that nature. If you're an investor, there's still some good properties as an investor. You just got to run your numbers and make sure the numbers work, you know. There are some challenges, but, I mean, depending who you are.
So, Aileen, we got about a minute left. Why don't we grab your contact information before we let you run?
Oh, sure. Okay. I'm Aileen Roy, and I work at Keller Williams. I can be reached at aline.roy@comcast.net, or you can call or text me at 978-758-2144. Thank you, Kevin, so much. I appreciated our time together.
I really appreciate you taking the time to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend. Have a good day.
Okay, have a good day. You too.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.